This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. There's a somber anniversary coming up in California this weekend. Tomorrow marks 25 years since the infamous Los Angeles riots, widespread arson and looting in South Los Angeles that erupted after the acquittal of white police officers who were caught on video beating an unarmed black motorist, Rodney King. More than 60 people were killed, hundreds more were injured, and at least 1,000 businesses were damaged or destroyed. Since then, some areas have recovered and even prospered. Today, a few areas of South L.A. are even caught up in a real estate boom. But as Libby Denkman reports, parts of the community still bear the scars of 1992.
As the world watched images of looting and burning captured by local TV stations like this NBC affiliate.
There were so many blazes, the fire department couldn't respond to all the calls.
Liz Anderson could see the flames of the riots three blocks away from her home in what's now known as South L.A.
And I thought, oh my God, the fire is getting so close, they're going to burn down my house, my neighborhood, but it didn't get this far.
I'm standing with Anderson on her front porch in Leimert Park. Her house sits beneath swaying palm trees in this historically African-American neighborhood. Anderson says some people moved out in the early 90s, scared off by the destruction of the riots and years of recession, gang violence, and tensions with police. She stuck around, and it's paid off.
And I'm happy that I didn't move out because I bought my house for $57,000, and I can sell it now for probably close to $800,000.
But economic recovery hasn't materialized in other neighborhoods of South L.A. After the riots, a public effort to attract $6 billion in commercial investment for job creation fell short, raising closer to $500 million. Today, the poverty rate in South L.A. is about 33%, slightly higher than it was in 1992. Aurea Montes Rodriguez is executive vice president of the nonprofit Community Coalition. She says she's frustrated by a number of empty lots that remain undeveloped here, like one down the street from her office, where stores burned in 92.
3 acres of land that have been vacant, blight, would never be allowed in another part of the city.
But Montes Rodriguez says South L.A. is beginning to attract more investor interest. A metro line extension now connects part of the area to the beach in downtown L.A., and a new line will link to the airport. L.A. County is making plans to join with private developers to build housing and retail around the new stations. For some, that raises fears that low-income residents will be displaced. Labor organizer Manuel Criollo says residents have to fight to ensure growth is shared.
Really, what will maintain the soul for the city is going to be low-income folks who make the city run. You know, without them, who's going to, you know, run those buses? Who's going to run those trains?
Back in Leimert Park, Liz Anderson says she and her neighbors get bombarded with postcards in the mail urging them to sell.
I wouldn't mind moving, but not yet.
Not far away, a 30-story apartment complex with restaurants and retail has been approved by the city council. But the project faces a lawsuit from neighbors who say it'll raise rents and push longtime residents out. I'm Libby Denkman for Marketplace.